Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call on This With God, All Things Are Possible Monday. That scripture, it can be found in Matthew 19:26, which reads, "But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." And so my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California. I greet each one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We praise your name. We magnify you. We glorify your name, for you are mighty, oh God, and we just thank you for allowing us to wake up into another Monday that you have made that we will rejoice and be glad in, God. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for our two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. I thank you for their yes. I thank you, God, for their commitment and dedication to form this, the Master's Call, where lives are enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here with the Master, God. I thank you for Artists International, which is the vehicle that brought most of us together here on the Master's Call. And I pray, God, that the appointments with artists will still continue to change lives all over the world. And I ask right now, as the speakers would come this morning, God, that you would increase as they decrease, that your word will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that this telecommunication sanctuary will be clear, that our ears, our hearts, and our eyes will be open to hear what you say on this day, oh God, and we'll be forever grateful to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. And these things I decree and declare in the matchless, in the marvelous, in the magnificent, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, where we know that all things are possible with you. In Jesus' name, I decree and declare these things to be so. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, without further ado, I would like to turn this call over to our hostess. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting with that beautiful tag, "With God, All Things Are Possible Monday," and starting our day with that powerful prayer. Good morning, my TMC family. My name is Rebecca Thomas, greeting you from Snellville, Georgia. I would love to tell you about our call. The Master's Call was founded in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. This is where all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is in 2018, "Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelation is Being Fulfilled and Seen." And if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as our minister Tiffany just did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or maybe share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request or a praise report, well, you could submit all of your information to this email address, info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. We all were woven together through a phenomenal company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wealth wellness products to help the world become healthier. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where a team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of our wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And if you need the bypass number is 716-293-9707. And today is Inspirational Monday. And our speaker for today is our very own wonderful co-founder of the Master's Call, our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. And Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton is a native of Monticello, Mississippi, and she has filled many roles, including being commissioned as an Army chaplain for many years. She is a loving wife, mother, and grandmother, and she even served for a season as the one and only ambassador of Artists International. Right now, she is in a new and joyous season in her life. This beautiful and wonderful woman of God is a newlywed to her tall, dark, and handsome Mr. Lester Wallace Patton, who loves her like Christ loves his bride, the church. Dr. P.K. Patton, are you on the line with us this morning?
Minister Rebecca, I am. God bless you. You are absolutely wonderful. I thank God for you and your beautiful family. Minister Gracie, Lord have mercy. Didn't hear her this morning, but we thank God for her. We thank God also this morning for that introduction that you gave. I thank you so much for presenting us. Thank you, Songbird, out there in California. I do understand. I've been there. How early it is out there, and I am so grateful for your commitment to God, first of all, and to this call. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As all of you all know, I love myself some Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and as she has given us so many wonderful pictures of the event this weekend, we thank you, Dr. V, for showing up and showing out with allowing God to show out through you all over there. Thank God for you and the artist family. As we get into our word this morning, I want you to know that that tall, dark, and handsome, wonderful man of God who absolutely loves the word of God and you all, the thing that I am getting from my born month and all of the wonderful gifts that God himself is absolutely delivering to his child, me. Glory to God. This is me month. I thank God that this man has been here to absolutely assist in delivering almost every one of them. And one thing that he's delivering this morning is the word. As he comes and address the issue that we, the series that we are in and have been in now, I believe this is about our seventh or eighth week, I thank God that he is going to address the enemy to our fasting. He's going to really talk to us and give us some pointers on what prevents us really from getting into our fast. Because as you all know, our 10-day Daniel fast is going to start on the 22nd as the ending to my born day celebration. So I'm wanting all of you to listen, get prepared, come aboard, and pray and be with me during that time, if no other time of the month. At this time, I present to you my wonderful, loving, kind husband, Mr. Lester Wallace Patton. Babe, take it away.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale, and good morning, Minister Rebecca, and good morning, Dr. V, and tell Mother hello for me when you get back. This morning, we're going to talk about something that's very dear in fasting. It's the enemy to your fast is your flesh. I'll repeat that. The enemy to your fast is your flesh.
Your flesh.
Flesh. We are wise to recognize that food was the enticement that the devil used to cause Eve and Adam to sin in the Garden of Eden. We're going to begin first with the first book of the Bible, Genesis. This comes about in Genesis 2. The Lord God told Adam and Eve that they could eat freely of every tree in the Garden of Eden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. Genesis 2 and 17. God did tell Adam and Eve to refrain from touching or did not a particular animal, that did not retain from smelling a particular flower or swimming in a certain stream. He gave Adam and Eve dominion over all those things. He told them to refrain from taking a particular fruit into their bodies, one type of fruit out of all of the many types he had made available to them. God had given Adam and Eve authority over all things that he had created, every bird, fish, beast, and feet of the field, and over every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which the fruit of a tree is yielding, to you shall be for meat. Genesis 1 and 29. God did not prohibit Adam and Eve from interacting with any part of God's creation. He commanded them to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, expect for this one tree and its fruits. They were not to eat of a particular tree, what God described to them as the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Why did God set apart this one tree and its fruit? God was giving Adam and Eve free will and ability to make choices and decisions. Free will isn't really free if a person has no choice. Adam and Eve had a choice to make about this one tree. God told them to abstain from eating its fruit because he did not want his beloved creation to make a knowledge of evil or even to have a knowledge of evil. He'd already given them a full knowledge of everything he called good. He wanted to spare Adam and Eve them the headache of knowing evil. That's true of today as Christians. God called us to pursue only what is good. Paul wrote to Philippians, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think of these things, Philippians 4 and 8. God desires only good for his children. He tells us in his word, be not overcome, but overcome evil with good, Romans 12 and 21. Even as God calls us away from evil and toward good, he gives us a choice. So many of the problems we have in our world today are the results of men and women making the wrong choices. They have known and unknowingly chosen what is evil, and the end result is the same for us as it was for Adam and Eve. Death and all forms of sin that leads to death. Romans 6 and 23. Let us point out two results from the disastrous choice that Adam and Eve made about the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Number one, divert attention. First, Eve listened to what the devil had to say to her about the fruit itself. The devil diverted her attention from whatever it was evil and was doing. He called her attention to the tree and its fruit. The Bible tells us the devil comes to her in the disguise of a beautiful and substance servant and said to her, "Had God said, you shall not eat of every fruit of the garden?" Genesis 3 and 1. There is no indication that evil has given much thought to the tree before the devil has asked her this question. There is no record that she longed for it or had any curiosity about it. She certainly didn't crave it because she had never tasted it. In many ways, the devil uses the same tactics today. Think about that. He calls our attention to how beautiful and refreshing certain foods and beverages appear. It's difficult to go through a day without seeing enticing food and beverages, commercials on billboards, on television, and even in magazines. Foods are present in the most tempting ways, in stores, restaurants, and on menus. The devil says the things to us. He says, Eve, has God really said you can't have a taste of this? But he will not do it anyway that makes you feel deprived if you don't indulge in eating, drinking, or partaking of what is harmful. The implication of the devil is always, this is so good. Has God said you can't have any of these things? Never forget that the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil was the knowledge of good and evil. There was an implement of good in the fruit, not just evil. The devil told Eve especially that the fruit of the tree was good food, and it was pleasant to the eyes. It comes from Genesis 3 and 6. All Eve had to do was to look and see the fruit was pleasant. She made a bad assumption. However, that what was visually pleasant was be good food in that fact that the devil was very wrong. What about us? There's an element of good and food and substance that are ultimately bad for us. Even is just the good appearance, smell, or taste. Have you ever noticed how beautiful all colors and distinctly bottles look in a bar or a place to eat? Those bottles always seem light in just the right way to make them in very special, very festive, very appealing. Many foods are pleasant to the eye. Many drinks are present in the ways that make them appear pleasing. We buy into that lie that it's what pleasing is also nutritious and beneficial. Oh, my God. Fasting calls us to turn away from food. Fasting calls us to divert our attention back to the things of God and his commandments. Fasting calls us to face and overcome the devil's call. Has God really said you can't have this? Fasting calls us to abstain from all harmful for us and in most cases from all foods for a period of time. The devil insists questions is likely to become very loud in our minds as we begin our fast. He comes to us at that point. Has God really said you can't eat? Not anything? Not the things you love the most? Had God really called you to fast to abstain totally from the things that you have labeled as good? One answer must be affirmed. Yes, God has called me to fast. He has called me to give my full attention to him and to his commandments. He's called me to obey him fully in all things. And God has called me to say to you, no to you, devil. Temptation number two toward false benefits. Eve listened to what the devil had to say to her because the benefit of eating was what God had prevented. The devil always pointed out there would be usually short-term benefits of sin. Sin is sin regardless. Many substances that are ultimately harmful for our taste are good or feel good or bring pleasure. In many cases, the partaking of the substance make us feel like adults. Feel accepted by others, or feel more powerful in greater control. Some people say about certain foods and certain substances that we give quick energy. We make me more alert, or we make me relax. The devil told Eve that the fruit from the tree of good of knowledge would make her feel wise. It would be as God, knowing good and evil. In the short term, the devil was right. Eve suddenly had a knowledge of evil. She really knew in her experience as a human being that evil exists. This was the first time in her life that she had known the contrast of makeup to the point all things had been good. What the devil fails to mention to Eve was the ultimate conquest that God has associated with eating of the fruit. She or you will surely die. The devil failed to mention any downsides to our obedience. In fact, he dismissed God's consequences The devil comes at us in many ways. The devil never tells us that drinking alcohol can make a person an alcoholic. He never tells a person that smoking a cigarette can cause him or her to have lung cancer. He never tells a person that eating too much wrong food can lead to chronic illness and premature death. The devil points out that short-term benefits, never long-term disasters. When we fast, we are certainly aware, once again, of what is good and evil. We have light awareness not only of God's goodness and of God's commandment, but evil that abounds in the word. Those who fast often experience greater discernment of good and evil. In fact, it seems to be a major byproduct of fasting. God seems to give us the opportunity as we fast to take a long look again at our lives and the world around us and to discern what is good and what is evil. In closing, I want to tell you some things here. First of all, in the critical moment, I don't remember a time in my life when we need God to release his power as in like we need it right now. Fear is gripping our world like nothing I have ever seen before. Fear of a failed economy, loss of jobs, threat of war, everywhere has everyone on edge. In the critical moment in history, Christ's followers cannot act like God is not trying to speak to us. God is speaking to you and me. God is speaking to his church. God is speaking to America. God is speaking to the entire world. We need to hear his voice and obey his call. I believe he is calling us to trust him, not ourselves, not our money, not our jobs, not even our country, but only God. Christ followers and churches cannot run scared like God is dead. He is not. This is a time we need to stand out and stand up like never before, declaring that through our lives, our words, that God is alive. He is still on the throne and a complete charge of everything. Our God reigns and he must live in us. He does live. Dr. PK.
Wow, wow, wow. Some good, good, good stuff. Good information. Good, good word. Thank you, babe. The enemy to our fast is our flesh. That's the enemy. The Bible lets us know that there's no good thing in this flesh and that we are to crucify this flesh on a daily basis. And the way we are going to do that in the last 10 days of this month, we are going to do that through fasting and prayer and putting our focus and attention on God and asking him, I'm going to ask you all to pray for me. God, give her direction. Give them, she and I got to remember, it's two of us now. Give us direction as to what it is that God would have us to do on in this book of our lives that we are stepping into. This is a new thing for both of us. This is a new season. This is a new day. Yes, it is. And we believe that God has a real purpose for us in this season of our lives. And I'm going to be praying the same thing for you, that God reveals to you what it is that he would have you to do in this season of your life, and that we put this flesh under submission, that this flesh will obey, bow down, and allow the Holy Spirit to stand up. Amen. And so at this time, we are going to bring back Minister Rebecca as she comes to give us our closing a prayer for today. But I thank God for letting us know today that the enemy that we are going to be addressing on this fast is our own flesh, so that we can hear what it is that God has for us. Minister Rebecca, come and take over, please.
Wow, thank you so much, Dr. PK and Brother Lester, for that profound word and reminding us about these what we need to remember as we go through our fast. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. So my TMC family, let us pray and lift up all of our requests to the throne room. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just thank you for this gorgeous day that you have made, Lord. We are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. We thank you for our speaker, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our brother, Lester Patton, Lord. Thank you for blessing them into overflow. Thank you for that word of just that powerful word that the body of Christ needs, Lord, as we just go through fasting and pressing into hearing your word for us more clearly, Lord. And we just love you, Lord. We thank you for just knowing what we need, Lord, all the time, Lord. And thank you so much for just blessing Dr. PK and Brother Lester, and just doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord, on this day, Lord, for every single part of their body, Lord, their spirit, their mind, their physical body, their finances, everything, Lord, their community, and just thank you for this new year that Dr. PK is celebrating as she celebrates her birthday month, Lord. And we also thank you for our artist life family and our Dr. Vanessa. Lord, thank you for just giving us wisdom and revelation, Lord, to do your will and your to bring your kingdom here on this earth as you have it in heaven. Lord, we also lift up any of our family members or anyone who is going through any sickness, Lord. Whatever that sickness is, it has a name that must bow down to the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you for bringing your Holy Spirit healing to them, Lord, and just whatever it is that they need, Lord. And thank you for just giving them that comfort that you're with them all the time, Lord, and through this. Thank you for comforting our bereaved families. Thank you for just providing what they need, Lord, and strengthening them and letting them know that their loved one is right there in your arms, Lord. You're right there with you, Lord, celebrating. Thank you for our TMC family, Lord. Thank you for blessing them and just blessing them. You know exactly what each of us need, Lord, and we just thank you, Lord, for providing all the time. Lord, and we also thank you for the body of Christ, Lord. We just love you, Lord, and we pray and we agree that your kingdom comes and your will is done here on this earth, Lord, that you call artist life, the body of Christ, as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call the playback number at 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound. The new morning motivational call is up next, and that number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And so today is Inspirational Monday, so you want to definitely tune in to that. Thank you again, Minister Tiffany, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Dr. PK Patton, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Absolutely. Now, God, as we prepare and press into your very presence, we ask that your Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide in us. Stir up in us a desire to have the more of you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Go out, my dear friends, and have a super fantastic day. We love you. Bye-bye.